Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. That ancient Jewish anointing is merging with the New Covenant Christian anointing, and the two are becoming one. Paul puts it this way, one new man, and it's exponential. It's greater than the two. When these two anointings merge, we have the full presence of the Shekinah glory of God, and we're going to see what Yeshua prophesied. He said, Jesus said, you will do the same works that I have done. What did he do? Well, he blind could see, deaf could hear, lame could walk, dead were raised. He said, you'll do the same works that I have done and even greater. Why? He knew that those Gentile sheep were going to be grafted into that renewed covenant. And I have some of God's handiwork on the telephone right now. His name is Ovid Cohen. And Ovid, what does your name, your Hebrew name, mean in English?
Well, the name Ovid means everlasting father. If you look in the Old Covenant, you'll see where it says, where God, you know, discusses the five names of Messiah. One of them is Ovid, and that's where it comes, you know, that's where it comes from.
Okay. You were known as 50 Shekel, rap artist worldwide. You were on ESPN2 and New York Magazine and Wall Street Journal, New York Post. It goes on and on and on. Let's go back to the beginning before you became known as 50 Shekel, the rap artist. But tell me about your born in Israel, that makes you a Sabra. That means a native born Israeli. Give me the brief thumbnail sketch of your life.
Okay, I was born in Tel Aviv in 1975, and my father's Israeli, but he's actually, his father's from Iran, and my mom's side's more from, she was from Poland, but raised in France. So I have both sides, you know. So after that, we left when I was 2 years old. I was raised in Brooklyn, New York, and New Jersey as well.
Well, I'll tell you, short of Israel, my next favorite place is New York. New York, New York. Little Israel.
Right.
What was your Jewish upbringing?
My family sent me to yeshivas, and they sent me to Jewish private schools. You know, the whole idea is, like, Jewish families, it's important to give your kids a good Jewish education. And so I was those kids in the neighborhood that would basically come home later than everybody else from school because we, you know, came home on a bus because at like 6 o'clock or something.
Because you had to go to Hebrew school. I know, I did that.
The whole school, though. No, that's the whole yeshiva system. I went to Yeshiva Flatbush.
I see.
That's like one of the top schools. And so it's like anyone tells me, oh, yeah, you were never raised Jewish. Oh, no, my friends, I'll tell you something. I went to Yeshiva Flatbush, and, I mean, their goal is to give the kids good education.
Okay, so you went to yeshiva, you got a good Jewish education, and you decide that you want to be in showbiz. So you get a BA in communications from Hofstra University in Long Island, and you head out where the movies tell you you should head out to, Los Angeles, and you got involved in doing music videos. Did you do work for any well-known people on your videos?
I was a director assistant on such projects like Christina Aguilera for like Genie in a Bottle, What a Girl Wants. So I worked on a lot of like pop music videos.
Okay, so you paid your price. You were in the industry about 7 years, and then you decide you want to do something with your Jewishness in the music field. Take me from there.
Well, I didn't see anybody with all these people in Hollywood, including like Adam Sandler and all these people. I didn't see anybody really doing something that was really positive, that was getting kids to like embrace their whole like Jewishness of their, you know, of their roots. I mean, there wasn't anything, and this was actually like post like 9/11, and like there's a lot of like anti-Semitism. And so I was like, why don't I do something to like just something fun? Because we don't have anything. Because if I didn't have anything really growing up, why don't I give something to the kids so at least they can have something? And so I just, I saw this 50 cent, you know, rapper, and I heard a song called In the Club, and I decided, I'm like, wait a minute, In the Shul, 50 Cent, I should be, you know, 50 shekel, and I just thought it was funny. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I ended up becoming, like, this 50 shekel, you know, I had, like, a Jewish star bling bling thing, Magen David, and it kind of, like, became, like, the Jewish 50 Cent. And then people heard about the song, and so did the press. And then I moved from there, I moved to New York.
I'll tell you what, you've got a new album since you've become a new, born-again, messianic Jew.
Right.
It's called Hooked on the Truth, and I guess that has to be your testimony. So where did you get that line from, Hooked on the Truth?
Well, that's the scriptures are the truth, and so I'm hooked on the truth. I mean, that's God's word is real. You know, everything that he talks about comes to fruition. I mean, it's just everything.
Okay, you have rap on your album, but it's really an eclectic album. It's got all different types of music, contemporary music. Who did you write this for?
I actually wrote this for God, honestly, and for people who are believers and non-believers. But this album's really my testimony. I didn't really have a plan like when I started writing certain songs. It's just like I got in front of my little portable studio and. And it's like, he's just like, whenever he says, make this song. I had no idea what was going to come out. The Holy Spirit works.
I'll tell you what, better than all these words is let's hear from one of the cuts. Reach out to you.
Did you run the race and you finished last? Did you come first place, but it felt like last? That's when you reach out.
He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords.
That's right.
He's the big shot caller. Do you feel me? He's the one who saved me. And yes, I'll save you too.
His
promise of salvation for every Gentile and Jew.
When your day turns into dark and your smile turns into tears, that's when the sun will reach out.
Aviad, that's a pretty catchy song. From what I understand, all generations love your music, from 80-year-olds to sub-teens. Is there an interesting story with that song?
Yeah, it's actually interesting where it's not just believers who feel the music. It's actually those who actually aren't even believers. I was actually in the car with my mom and going to an airport, and I had a CD in the car. And she starts singing. She doesn't believe in Jesus at this point, but she's sitting next to me, and she's singing the chorus. And, you know, at the end it goes, you know, and then his son, he'll reach out to you. My mother, who's a Jewish lady, who's a non-believer, is singing, his son will reach out to you.
Music is so wonderful. It crosses cultures. It crosses religious beliefs. It's just really catchy. Tell me about that time in L.A. where you were working in the music videos with all these stars, and you were invited to a Bible study, and they started witnessing to you.
Yeah, I went to a Bible study in Beverly Hills, and it was just people that I met. And the thing is that they were reading the Bible, and I guess I realized I had the Old Testament and the New Testament, but at the end, you know, everyone was praying together, and then they asked me if I wanted to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But the thing is, they didn't expect me that was my Messiah, as prophesied in the Old Testament, that was a Jewish Messiah. If only they explained it to me then, who knew? Maybe I'd be saved. I would have known Yeshua. If more Christians knew the Hebraic roots of their faith and knew how to share the truth with Jews, that it's first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
Well, you know, Paul put it this way, to the Jew I became as a Jew.
Right.
Somehow they think he said, to the Jew I became as a Gentile, so I couldn't relate.
Right.
Unfortunately. Listen, I want you to get a copy of this CD, Hooked on the Truth, because Aviad is a young Jewish man that has had an encounter with the living God. And he, like any artist, he puts his heart, he puts his soul, he puts everything he has into his music. And I believe it's going to touch every generation, every culture group. There's something about this Messianic Jewish music, but you pull in the Aviad, you pull in the electronics, the rap, the Messianic Jewish. It's really an eclectic album of just about everything. What kind of feedback are you getting on your music?
Actually, a lot of positive feedback, actually, from around the world. It's amazing when you find that there are people in Denmark, Germany, you find out people in Switzerland, people in England who are believers, and they're like, they love this stuff. And they're, you know, they're Gentile believers, and they're like, and it's amazing to see how much of them, they love their Jewish Messiah.
There happens to be a move of the Holy Spirit on Christians to love anything Jewish. I mean, it's a very unusual time that we're living in, but the reason is, I believe we have a brief moment in history in which God's going to have mercy on Israel. Woe is me if we don't capture this. I want you to get this album for a donation of $20, Hooked on the Truth. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.